Of all the works of art that have been inspired by or created in Colorado Springs, perhaps none is more famous than this song. America the Beautiful, a patriotic song nearly as recognizable and beloved as the national anthem itself. But despite the song's popularity, the woman behind those famous lyrics is less well known. A new book by author Melinda Ponder examines the life of poet Catherine Lee Bates, who wrote America the Beautiful while teaching in Colorado Springs in the summer of 1893. Ponder spoke with 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell.
So I wanted to jump right into a period of time in the life of Catherine Lee Bates that you dub the Enchanted Summer, the summer of 1893. Who was Catherine Lee Bates at this moment in her life?
She had been born in 1859 on the eve of the Civil War and grown up in Falmouth, a small village on Cape Cod. She went to Wellesley, graduating in its second class. She became a teacher and eventually came back and was a professor there. And her Wellesley colleague and dear friend Catherine Coleman suggested that they come teach summer school in Colorado Springs at the Colorado College sponsored summer school. That is why she came.
Colorado Springs at that time was a little sort of oasis of sophistication and East Coast sensibility in the
West. East Coast and British sensibility. There was a Tuesday club where the British women helped the local women with their pronunciation of English words.
Wow.
Yeah. Polo was played on the prairie, you know, at afternoon teas. But luckily, while she was here, she also went over to Cripple Creek. So she saw this gold mining boomtown. So she saw two Wests when she was here.
And she was also quite taken with the landscape.
Loved the landscape. I mean, I can imagine how it was to see these wonderful mountains when she got here. And then she had this wonderful trip up to the top of Pike's Peak. And, you know, she'd never seen anything like that.
And that's kind of a fateful moment.
Yes.
Paint a picture, if you would, of that trip up Pike's Peak.
First, this group took the train to Cascade, and there they got into a wagon that was pulled by horses that said Pike's Peak or Bust on it. Then at the halfway house, they changed and mules took over the ride up. I think as she looked out of the 360-degree view from up there, you know, you see the Purple Mountain majesty, the ridges stretching out in all directions, and you don't see territories or boundaries, of course, the kind of thing that causes conflict. And, of course, this was at a time when the silver mines were closing and people were arguing about the silver or the gold standard. And there were jobless men, homeless, on the streets of Colorado Springs. So there she was up above all this, where she could have kind of a transcendent experience and think of sort of trying to bring the country together.
So in her attempt to write a poem that somehow expresses something essential about America and American identity, there's a kind of urgency to that mission, it seems. A need to respond to a kind of crisis
taking place
in the country.
She really wrote this, I think, as a prayer for the country. It was a prayer for God to shed his grace on me to help this country that needed help. It was a celebration in a sense, but it was a reminder to people of what they had in common.
So much of the song and the imagery in the song is rooted in the landscape. What do you make of that? Do you think that's significant?
Yes, I think she could see that that was something we all loved. It didn't matter what political party you were in. So I think that was common ground. And there's common ground in the history that she mentions, the patriot dream that she talks about in the song. America the Beautiful is really about creating a national community. That I think that's its hope. And I think she said later people loved the song because she felt Americans were really idealists at heart.
So the fact that Catherine Lee Bates writes this song that does symbolize idealism and a certain dream for America, and the fact that it was inspired by her experiences in some part out here in the West,
mm-hmm.
was it her experience out here that gave her some hope for America?
Yes, I think that it completely empowered her that summer out here. I think it transformed her into feeling that she could do this. And her voice was necessary. I think that especially seeing the women out here, but also even in Cripple Creek, the independence and, you know, anybody could strike it rich, including the women who did there. And, you know, she admired that.
Why do you think Catherine Lee Bates, after all these years, remains an important figure, someone who is worth dedicating a book to?
Because I think she was a trailblazer in her life. She was friends with all these colleagues at Wellesley who were social reformers out on the ramparts. And she used her writing in various ways, her textbook on American literature that included women and, God forbid, Walt Whitman and Thoreau. She used her writing to educate her readers, to understand other people, and to lift their values.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain.
That was 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell speaking with Melinda Ponder, author of the book Catherine Lee Bates, From Sea to Shining Sea.